CTW Mobile.
D4 CTW, this is 0GR. Good afternoon, Tyler.
Tom, how you doing today?
We're just sitting here eating a hot dog or just the weenie out of one and a breadstick and a cup of coffee. We just got back from Spartanburg. Went over there and did some grocery shopping this morning. And my outdoor weather station says it's 77.
Bit of it. I don't see a cloud in the sky. Felt good right when I got in the truck. I'm headed the opposite direction away from Spartanburg today. I got to go over toward Duncan Chapel, Furman, Cherrydale area to look at some work. And I haven't managed to find any lunch yet. I'm probably going to round something up on the way.
You're the one that takes care of the traffic signals, aren't you, Tyler?
I work for a commercial electrical company. We do mostly new construction and upfits. I'm headed to look at a dentist office we actually did about a year ago. They want to do some changes and ads over there.
Eating this breadstick Bernice made. Okay, well, I got you mixed up with somebody else. I think it might be Leroy or somebody. But well, that's good. I was an industrial electrician for 50 years and electronic technician and just roughly 50 years. And I really enjoyed it. But most everything I did was 483 phase.
But of that, we do occasionally some light industrial work. The majority of it, though, I'd say 80+% is stuff like offices. We actually do a lot on the medical side, urgent care clinics, doctors, dentist offices, then some restaurants type stuff. It's all mostly 12208 three phase.
That's a good combination. It really is. We had a little bit of everything. At 120 single phase, 220 single phase, 240 single phase, about the same. And then we had 223 phase, and a lot of the smaller load lifters over the machines, the cranes, the one-ton and two-ton cranes were 220 three phase. And they just stepped it down from 480. And then all the big machines, of course, they ran on 480 three phase. Highest I ever worked on is we built a thing to pull barges into the port or something there in Los Angeles, and there were 575, and it was three phase. I guess they use that up in Canada and places like that.
More common in Canada and Europe. We've run into a couple jobs where they had 575 equipment they bought from overseas, came over that we had to put transformation in so they could run it on 460, 480 over here. We don't work over 600 volts. That's all we do. That's all we're licensed for anyway. And I have on one occasion had somebody call me out to a plant in Spartanburg. I think it was a place they did like shredding of large metal, bigger than cars, like industrial size shredding. And they said, yeah, we have a couple blown fuses. We just need you to change the fuses. Well, it turned out the fuses were on something that was 4160, and as soon as my guys got out there, they called, and I was like, man, I'm sorry, we cannot do this for you, unfortunately.
No, that was pretty common, 2300, 4160, 7200, and 13.2. I've opened switches on 13.2 on the, we had some 900 kVA transformers on the plant, and I had to open those switches with a hot stick. Well, I didn't like to do that at all, Tyler. I think the working distance was 3 or 4 feet. I still got a 4-foot hot stick, but I think that's what I used on them. But I didn't. I had a 20-foot hot stick, and I still own it. But that's getting too close. Dangest thing I've seen down here was it blowed a primary fuse, and I'd say it's probably 13.2 or 13.8 out here on the line. And this guy had a hot stick, and it was telescoping. Good gracious. It looked like a fly rod by the time it got up to where that fuse was. And the wind was blowing, and just trying to hold that stick up there and replace that fuse was quite the feat as far as I was concerned.
Big stuff, man. By the time you get a hot stick that's long enough that you feel comfortable with it, you're just about too far to work on anything. But, yeah, I mean, they're very strict, OSHA and everything else. They're very strict now on arc flash and working hot on anything. We're really supposed to wear full arc flash gear if we're working on something even like 208 that's hot. It's very, very highly safety-oriented now.
Yes, I'd seen that, and I never saw it in my days. We worked everything just naturally. But now they got to wear a face shield and a Kevlar vest thing on 480, I know. And I never heard tell of such things. I had hot gloves that were good for 10,000 volts. But I have worked on 480 live, but that was back before OSHA. And it ain't a very smart thing to do, to be honest with you.
So it can definitely hurt you. The thing with the hot gloves that gets people is they don't check them every time they use them, and those things, vulcanized rubber or whatever they make them out of, it doesn't take much for them to get a tear, or once they get old, to get a crack in them. And at that point, once you have a penetration through the gloves, they might as well be useless, and people really, they forget to check them every time they use them really well.
That I worked with, and later on he worked for me, was an old lineman from up at a small town north of our town. And he'd take those gloves and he'd crimp them off at the top and twirl them around in a circle and squeeze them, and that kind of balloon them up. And they had a layer underneath of them that was yellow at the time. And so instead of black, it'd show the cracks in yellow. And that's how he checked them.
You've seen people check them, you kind of balloon them out, and if they hold air, or, you know, if you can see the lining, like you say, through the outside, you know you're not good. But, yeah, I'd say the gloves are probably one of the most important ones. Other than that, I mean, the suits, it's like a jumpsuit you wear, that's good. Your clothes, just your regular clothes, will protect you a little bit from arc flash, but the gloves and the face shield are probably the two most important.
Remember, back in my young days, I was up about 35 feet, maybe a little higher than that, and I walked down the crane rail, and I had gotten hold of a safety belt. I think the company bought us a safety belt finally. Wouldn't buy us a fiberglass ladder, but the belt just went around your waist and hooked a D-ring, you know. So it would have broke my back if I fell anyways, but I was leaning over the side of the crane rail with a 16-foot hot bar, which back then they were shaped like a T, you know. And as I put that hot bar in, well, somebody down below had went over, and the switch was already off, and it was tagged "Do Not Touch," but it was still accessible. So they got their signals mixed up down there on the floor below me, and somebody turned it on. Well, they always used to give me guff about wearing new gloves, and I'd always put on a new pair of leather gloves before I went up on something like that. Well, the crane lights were all off that we'd installed, and so naturally I thought the power was off. And you're leaning over the top of that hot rail, and it was warm that day anyways. And as I stuck that bar in, I seen the lights on the bottom of the crane flicker. There were some 1,000-watt lights. And I guess it was a good Lord, because I never even felt it. And that 16-foot hot bar made out of steel is really heavy, Tyler. And, boy, I'm telling you, I made me up a big set of jumpers. And from then on, I jumper all three phases out before I ever even got near that stuff up there on the hot rails.
Sounds a little bit harrowing for sure. I will say one of our rules is for lockout, tag out. Whoever, you know, whenever we do that, lock out the disconnect switch, you lock out, tag out. Whoever the man is who's doing the work is the one who keeps the key in his pocket.
That come along in later years. That wasn't the deal then. Normally, I would go up on the hot bars, and if you opened the, you know, they had these breaker boxes that snapped into the bus bar, and normally, well, probably from then on, you'd go up there and you'd open the door on that. And when you did that, they couldn't pull that rope down on the floor. And then in later years, we had to go through lockout training, lockout tagout training. Now, I saw, well, I didn't see it, but there was a guy walked into a robot cage at a wheel plant I worked at in later years. And there was four other people in there, and this guy was from the office. And he knew better, and I think that was near the time they was getting ready to shut that wheel plant down and send it to Mexico. But there was four padlocks on there already, and so he felt safe, and he walked in without putting his on there with his name on him. And one of the head people come by, and they walked him out the front door.
Seriously, I'll tell you the one thing safety-wise, the OSHA thing, that is probably the most nitpicky that they do nowadays, and they have gotten us on it before, and I've seen many people who they get it on, is ladder stickers. If you're working with any ladders on a job and they show up, if any of the stickers on there that list the load capacities, the type of ladder, any of that are scraped, scratched, faded, anything, even if you can still read it, they will cite you for not having your safety information properly noted on your ladders. And there's actually companies that sell packets of replacement ladder stickers. I've had to order many of them myself.
But, you know, everybody hated OSHA at first, and they did do some stupid things, but they did a lot more good things than they did bad. Sometimes you think they was going overboard, but to give you an example, Tyler, if the 20-ton crane in the back or the 50-ton crane was available, well, and let's say we went in of a morning and there was a bay of lights out. Well, the lights were on 480 volt three-phase. Of course, a light only takes two of those phases, but it's still 240 to ground. I had to pull a 12-foot industrial ladder up on a rope, 35 feet, and then my buddy would come up and climb up on top of the crane, and I would hand the ladder up to him, and he would lean it over against the purlins, and then I would go up the ladder and take baling wire and baling wire that ladder to the purlins. Now, you got to remember, this is a ladder that the welders were using. So if a welder got done with the ladder and he didn't want to take time to set it down, he'd just kick it over and let it fall. And I griped about it and wanted fiberglass ladders, and I wanted them locked up in my electric shop. No, they wouldn't do that. The union said you had to have an industrial wooden ladder, which I don't believe that, but that's what the superintendent told me. He almost fired me over it. But then you climb up there at about a 30-degree angle on that ladder, sitting on a greasy gearbox, and reach up there and take a 28-pound ballast out of the line, and I would blindly drop it down in my hand, and my buddy would catch it and hand me another one. And you had to drill it out with an old Rockwell type of the metal case drill that we tied into the control transformer. So it wasn't grounded. It just had two phases up there of 110. And you drill those quarter-inch screws out, mount that other one up there, and wire it in. Now, of course, they turned on with a selector switch on the floor. Now, if they turned the relay on, and it was a three-phase contactor, if one of those phases welded together because that ballast shorted out. That left one face hot into that ballast. And you could very easily get a face full of fire. And I always took an idiot light up there with me. If you get within a couple of feet of 480, that idiot light will go off. And my boss said, oh, you shouldn't use those. And I said, well, if there's any kind of flux around there, I'm not sticking my hand in there. And he did that one day, and it cost him a brand new set of Klein's dikes there, Tyler. I about laughed my tail off.
Make somebody cuss like losing a pair of Klein's. Well, I just pulled up here somewhere I can run in and get some lunch, and I will talk to you later, Mr. Tom. This is W4CTW. I'll say 7-3 and be clear on your final.
Okay, Tyler, nice talking to you. You be safe out there, and always take that OSHA seriously and follow the guidelines. Well, I'm going out and visit with the girls, so I'm going to shut down. 73's Tyler, W4CTW, N0TR, clear.